Yo, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the 64th episode of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 64 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Alvin Las Vegas Martinez.
Yeah,
Mr. Bright.
still recovering.
We had to wake him up for the episode. How was how was your trip, man?
Speechless, bro.
Speechless. Does everything that happens in Vegas stay in Vegas, or are we gonna get to hear a little bit about it later in the episode?
Nah, everything that happened is gonna stay there. Still.
I don't want to hear about that stuff. I want to hear about the sneaker stuff. Oh, True to Size after dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sneaker stuff.
Like sneaker, we'll talk about it after. I just want to know if I should even bother.
Or if you already
signed a blood oath with the rest of the Vegas squad.
Amanda? Yeah. No, we're good.
We're good? Okay. No one listens to this anyways, so it's not going to get
just
back to
just our Australian London fam.
Australian London.
Australians in London fam.
What are they going to do, right?
They don't talk to our wives. We're good.
We were saying before the episode, it felt like a long time since we've recorded. Yeah. Does it not feel like it's been forever?
Yeah, it has.
Like,
it's crazy.
Is this what it feels like in the playoffs and the finals?
Probably.
Is this maybe like...
I think it's so much happened in between episodes, or it's just like...
It was honestly, you're right, it was a lot of stuff. Like, you went on a whole different coast in a different time zone.
Yeah, I didn't even realize.
Like, yeah, for you, it must have felt like forever.
It did.
I spend my days waiting for Raptor games now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that too.
It's the day after a Raptor game, and then the next day is the... Tomorrow is a Raptor game, and
this
the day
This week's weird, though, because it's like... It's two days in between, and then one day in between, and then 2 days.
Yeah, because they play on Friday,
which is weird.
When would game five be? Is it Sunday?
Monday, I think.
The Monday, right?
Ooh, Monday. So we're going to be celebrating finals victory on Monday night.
Game five? No, because then this coming up is game three, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
Friday is game four. Monday is game five.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're saying we're riding in the streets then? True to Size 65 might be canceled. We're still going to be partying after Raps in 5.
It's going to be Vegas and Toronto.
Raps in 5. This week we'll be covering a lot of Toronto-related news. Speak of the devil, Mr. Toronto. In this week in kicks, we've got a soul poll for the second week in a row.
Yo.
We're on a roll with soul poll. EE is pretty light, so I guess we didn't really mess up a lot last week. Mm. That's good. Proud of us.
Very good.
And we're going to divulge a little bit more info about Shoe Haul.
Yes,
just a little bit. Slowly but surely, we'll tell you guys everything. And we're going to close out the show with a little bit of story time.
Stories.
Get your stories ready, gentlemen. But first, Alvin!
Fire round.
That's right. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from past fire round submittant. It's not a word.
Submittant.
Jerick Presto.
Yo.
Good friend of the show.
Man, you got to come on the pod too, my dude.
For real. Yeah. I was thinking, actually, we'll get to this after. I don't know if I want to say it. I was thinking we do True to Size buttons for Shoe Haul that say friend of the show.
Oh, no.
That'd be cool, right?
Ooh.
That's good, man. I like
a little button that's kind of like I voted, but it says I'm friend of the show. With
that's
like
sick.
A little soul leaf.
Yeah.
Underneath.
That'd be lit.
That'd be a little
like
cool little
ones?
Thing. Yeah. Like a little campaign
sick.
Buttons.
That'd be dope.
Anyways, back to Jerick Presto. Sorry to take away your shine there, Jerick. He says, hey guys, just a quick fire round question. I have my wedding coming up in a week. I don't know when he sent this. Is he married by now?
That was last week.
Congrats then. And I decided to sell a good number of my collection to fund the best wedding gift I can think of for my wife to be.
Wow.
I did that to get the ring. You're doing that to get the gift?
Well, thanks for answering the fire round question there, Alvin. He says, I know you all have women in your lives that you love dearly. Just wondering if you have ever decided to let go of some shoes you love to fund something for your partner.
Yes.
So, Alvin, please tell us, since you already gave a sneak preview of your answer.
I didn't know the concert. I didn't even know. First of all, Jerick, here's the real answer. You are the only gift she'll need ever.
Wow.
Just because it's you, bro. Damn, dog. I was like, I did it to fund the proposal ring. Mm.
The engagement ring?
Sorry, that's what it is.
The proposal ring.
The engagement ring. So I sold like a good chunk. I sold all of my phone posits, mm-hmm. which at that time were still a good chunk of money. And then a few J's here and there. But yeah, man, definitely. And then recently, I guess because my cousin Keith is a loved one.
He counts. I think it says some ladies in your or some women in your lives, but that's fine. We'll expand.
He's
a
loved
bit.
One. Yeah, whatever.
He's a lovely lady.
sold a bunch of shoes for him to be able to go to Vegas for his bachelor party. So
true. Hope he appreciates that.
I don't do that for just anybody.
No.
Yeah, man.
None of when Lawrence do. Decides to go to Vegas for his bachelor party,
we're I'm selling do our that whole for him collection. Too. We're selling a lot of shoes for a that lot guy. Of stuff, man. It's not going to be a 3-day trip. We're going to take up a residency this summer in Vegas. What about you, Joel? Have you ever sold a bunch of pairs to get something for somebody else? A loved one? I guess we'll expand it from just
women.
A loved one.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple here and there.
Yeah? Yeah. Any specific stories you can think of? Or
Nothing
major like Jerick?
Nothing too major like Jerick or anything. But yeah, I've sold a couple here and there, so
it's honestly just nice having these pairs sitting in your basement that if you ever know you need a couple hundred bucks, you can just toss throw them up for sale.
It's a quick thing.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times too, here and there. Mm-hmm. Like nothing significant, like a wedding ring or anything, mm-hmm. but like even just this past Christmas, I sold a pair of off-white blazers, the black ones, to help buy Jill and a phone for Christmas because her phone was ass garbage poo. So I was honestly just sick of seeing it, so I got her a new phone with some of the money came from off-white blazers.
Nice.
Congrats, Jerick.
Yeah, congrats. Bro. Yeah. I feel like you're gonna be married when this comes out.
Yeah, so by the time you listen to this, you should be married. Hopefully you're on your honeymoon listening to this.
Yeah,
on your honeymoon buying a pair of shoes that's gifted from your wife.
She got your back.
Yeah, there you go.
She got next. if you would like to submit a question for the fire round like Jerick Presto and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at candidategotsoul@gmail.com. We're running a little bit low in the fire round queue, by the way, to all the listeners.
Yo,
so please, if you think of anything, let us know.
Yeah, man.
We never say no. We just don't answer them. If they suck. But yours won't suck. You listening right now, yours won't suck. The other guys will suck. Don't worry. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we rate it and decide if it's a poop scoop, whoop de whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
Very cute. Nice. I think I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Just because
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, see, I was gonna say again, I never go first, right? So my pick this week is I think I actually mentioned it back when it was a This Week in Kicks topic several months ago.
Yeah.
The Nike Shox Vince Carter BB4 sneaker is coming back at the end of this month. So they're returning in the white and navy colorway, which is the infamous Olympic colorway from 2000 when he dunked over Frederick Weiss. 7'2", just literally ended his career. Like, where is this guy? He probably plays tennis now or something. June 29th is when they release. I don't know the retail, but I'm assuming it'll be high because shocks aren't cheap.
Is that the only colorway that's dropping for that right now?
I do believe. If there's a Raptor colorway...
Remember those sat on shelves, though?
I do remember. They went on sale. Those, and they came out alongside the Plus Black and 50. Volt. Plus 50 day. Mm-hmm. And I still didn't buy it. And I won't buy this one because it's not the one or two that I want.
Yeah.
Either white or red and white and or white and purple.
Yeah.
And I'm in there like swimwear. While we're on the topic of old Raptors, really quickly, because I was going to use this as my NSR topic for the week.
Yeah.
But I figured it would just fit in somewhere else. And then I just forced it into their... our conversation right
now. It
works. So did you see before game one of the finals, how they had, or not before, I think it was during, they had all the old Raptors lined up and they were all waving.
Yeah.
And they're all happy to be here. And they were like, look at us. We're back to support the city. We helped build this. Mm-hmm. One, Vince Carter wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I'm okay with that. One, because he's still a current player. Mm-hmm. And two, because he didn't leave on the best terms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which brings me to my next point. Half of those players didn't leave on the best terms. Like Chris Bosch was there. Mm-hmm. Chris Bosh could not wait to get out of here. Like, when he left, he talked shit about Toronto. Like, he literally left so abruptly, was not happy here. Mm-hmm. Same with Damon Stoudemire way back, like, Mighty Mouse days, like, in the 90s. He could not wait to get out of here. T-Mac, same thing, was, like, not down with Toronto. And now they're all back, like, hey, look at what we did. Look what we helped build. Like, it just kind of made me a little bit mad. Do you guys have any thoughts on that, or... is it just a Canadian thing that everyone got up and gave them a standing ovation because we're all just really nice and we
they were water under the bridge? That for sure.
Yeah.
And those guys probably got paid. So that's why they're all like, oh, yeah, we totally did that, bro.
But like T-Mac has been covering with ESPN. And Chris Bosh has been with TSN. I think it was TSN for like the whole week. And they had nothing but nice things to say about Toronto now. 10 years
they're
later.
Like, they're like more mature men, you know?
You think so? You think that's what
like,
it is?
It was like when I first started the pod and I was like, yo, fuck the Reese LG. That was like 10 years ago, right?
So it was like 10 years ago.
You know, in between those years, like, damn, Toronto was dope. You know? So that's what it is. They've grown and appreciated. They've just gotten more mature. And
I think we are owed an apology or something, though. Because they're kind of just pretending like it never happened.
Yeah.
And I think they're expecting all of us to pretend like it never happened, too. But, like, I still don't like Chris Bosh.
It's because we're Canadian.
Yeah, I think that, too. Like, whenever he spoke, like, even when he did the narrative, I don't know if you saw it on Game 2.
Yeah, he did the intro.
He did the intro on that, and it just irked me, like, hearing his voice.
I didn't like that.
Why is he talking like so?
Because he kept saying, like, we.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. Yeah. No, you were not down with we back when you wanted to go friggin' join LeBron and the Heat.
Yeah. Sell out.
I know, man.
I was not impressed. Especially, notably, most with Chris Bosh, I guess because it's the most recent. But, like, T-Mac and Mighty Mouse was the same thing.
Same with Isaiah Thomas, man.
Everybody. Like, no one was happy here.
I know.
Everyone complained. They all keep saying, oh, it's a great city. It's this, it's that. Yeah. But the reason they kept leaving, and then it gave everyone else the impression, oh, superstars don't want to be in Toronto. Yeah. And then we didn't get any super. We've never gotten a superstar in free agency. We got Kawhi because we had to force him to come
Kawhi
here.
Kawhi didn't want
to
come here.
And he's not sure if he wants to stay. Yeah. And we're in the finals.
Yeah.
And he wants to go to a team that got kicked out in the first round. Like, all these guys have created this narrative that superstars don't want to play here, and it's their fault. And now they're here like, congrats, we did it. Look at what we did. Like,
meanwhile, in the Eastern Conference Final, they're all saying that,
Milwaukee's
going to win.
Milwaukee in four.
Milwaukee's going to take the championship.
Milwaukee's winning everything. After two games, it's over. It's not too late for Milwaukee. Don't
count them out just
yet.
They
might win this year.
They might.
There's a comeback brewing. but yeah, these are their back to the pick. We'll loop it back now to the pick really quickly. So the VC BB4 Shocks are acute for me because they're not the right colorway. Because even when I get the BB4, I doubt I'll actually wear it, so I need like a Raptor colorway. As much as this is an iconic one itself. So it's cute. Next up, let's do Joel Hernandez.
All right. So let me see. Let me find my thing. So my pick is the Polar Skate Nike SB Air Trainer Collabo. It's a really dope looking shoe. It's you know, they brought back the Air Trainer one again.
Yep.
And it's good to see that Nike SB is fucking with it again.
Finally.
I know, exactly. So they threw on like all these details on the shoe, like on the strap. It's got polar. It's got the polar skate like on the actual like strap itself, which is pretty dope. The color blocking is pretty cool. Like they got the black on the heel counter and it's like a black suede on the toe. The gum bottom is pretty much the icing on the cake.
Sets it off.
Yeah. It's pretty much like a black and white and blue sneaker or skate shoe.
It's simple color blocking, but it's like solid.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah. So these drop on June 10th is the release date.
Next
Polar,
week.
Yeah, the Polar. Actually, the shop date is June 8th. So if you get
in store at Polar.
Yeah, and that's in where? Sweden or something? Swedish. Swedish.
Sweden.
Skateboarding.
So are we pronouncing it correctly?
Swedish. Maybe it's Polar.
Polar is skate.
Skateboard.
Polar is skate.
Sorry to all our Swedish listeners out there.
We're going to get some now because of our horrible accent.
They're
going to go to the EEE.
They got turned on by that, I think.
Polar.
They like that.
Okay. These Canadians have horrible accents.
That was bad.
Exactly.
That was Irish.
Brutal,
Scottish.
Yeah.
Scottish.
don't know what that was.
I haven't listened to many Swedish.
I've only heard it in the IKEA commercial. That's it.
Oh, yeah, IKEA.
Anyways, let's get off of this Swedish topic. That'll be for another day. That'll be a main discussion next week. Just Sweden.
Sweden. But yeah, these are just super cute.
Super cute.
So almost a cop.
Yeah, super almost a cop.
Damn.
But not quite.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Damn.
Okay, Alvin, bring us home with something that's not cute. Come on.
So my pick is the, according to Sneaker News, Air Jordan 4 release for Air Max Month 2020.
So far in advance now. Ooh, ooh. That's crazy.
That's crazy. So essentially what they're doing is they're taking an Air Jordan 4 and paying homage to one of the Air Max 95 OG colorways, which is the Neon 95.
Wild. Wet and wild.
Crazy. The concept, in my opinion, is really, really dope.
Let's hope they execute it
and
well.
I know that the pictures online are just a mock-up of it, but I'm really hoping that, you know, they color block things better.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they do as good as they did with the Jordan 3 Tinker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they paid homage to the Air Max 1.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope, in my opinion, and they did it perfect in the sense that it was still the Air Max 1 colorway, but they still made it work well with the Jordan 3.
Yeah, it's just like a keep it simple kind of mindset. Yeah. Like, it's don't overthink it.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they do that with the Jordan 4. Not a huge fan of the mock-up right now.
No, the mock-up
too much black on it.
Floating around online is not the best. Yeah.
They
could honestly just do like a gray, all gray, like cool gray, but make a couple volt accents and it would be fine.
Yeah.
Like, they don't need to overthink this. Just please do don't ruin it. Please.
Just do it. Yeah, please.
Just do it.
So these ones right now, if the mock-up comes out the way it does, I'm going to say it's a poop.
It's a poop.
It's a poop.
It's a poop if it looks like the mock-up.
Yeah.
Which definitely,
I don't know, something about it that bothered, that doesn't go, like, it doesn't, I'm not feeling it, so.
Don't let this taint your image of the shoe, because this is just some guy. Yeah. I don't know who this person is that mocked that up.
It's Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yeah, it was Sneakers and hold on, I got it right here.
Oh, Zed Sneakerheads. Yeah, Sneaker Files.
Zed
Sneakers
with a Z.
Sneakers.
Zed. Clearly, he can't even spell properly, so I shouldn't be looking at that mock-up. You know what I mean? Like, step your game up, dog.
Step up your English, bro. I like Figure it out. Unless you're from Sweden, maybe that's how they spell it.
There. Oh.
Next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. We are going to jump off This Week in Kicks with some very cool news, and I think it's very worthy of being in the top spot this week. WNBA stars Aja Durr and Kia Nurse sign with Jordan Brand. Did you guys see this? So they're actually teammates with the New York Liberty. This was like my mini education session for the WNBA.
Nice.
Hardy Girl, our good friend of the show, would get a button. Mm-hmm. A friend of the show button.
Oh, hell yeah.
If we made them.
For sure.
A best friend
was
of the show.
Was trying to educate me a little bit, but there's a lot to know when you don't know anything.
Yeah.
So they're teammates with the New York Liberty, and they've made history as only the second and third women's basketball players to ever sign with Jordan Brand.
Who's the first?
Maya Moore.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Maya Moore was the first. I'm glad I had that queued up because I would have not known who it was.
It's okay, I would have Googled it real talk.
Yeah.
So.
But I had my notes prepared. So if you didn't know, Kia Nurse is Canadian.
Yeah.
She actually, I think she's from Hamilton.
Maybe.
But yeah, man, this is really cool. I was really surprised to hear that they were only the second and third female athletes, basketball athletes to sign with Jordan Brand. That seems very surprising. Cool. It's very cool.
But it makes sense though. Like, it kind of makes sense with all the women's exclusive drops that they're doing, which they should have been doing from before, but
yeah,
it's pretty dope. That amps me.
Yeah, because Maya Moore had the collab last year. She had the tens, the Jordan 10 that came along with the Alele, the Viotech looking Jordan 1.
Yeah. Those are clean.
Yeah. So congrats to Canadian Kia Nurse, and I don't know if I'm saying it right, Aja Durr, D-U-R-R, Aja Durr.
Maybe Aja.
Aja.
Aja is pretty fancy.
Aja.
Anyways, next up, some Canadian Toronto sort of related news. I'm sure everybody has heard about this by now. Kawhi is suing Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this, Alvin?
No.
No?
What happened?
Where you been?
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yo, you don't see anything. Sleeping. Like, news it. You're under a rock in Vegas because it's a different world. So you got to tell me.
So Kawhi claims that he himself designed the infamous Claw logo, which appeared on many of his collaborative pieces with the brand. Nike then copywrote the logo without his consent.
Ooh.
Now he wants it back.
Ooh.
We need to get, who was it that was our copyright law friend?
Our fellow.
Highbrow Sneakers.
Eyebrow.
Kind of like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I like that.
Eyebrow.
Because he's an Aussie living in London, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro. So that in itself, I think, is crazy. One, that Kawhi designed something. Like, it just seems weird. Like, he doesn't seem like the type to be a designer.
Yeah.
But good for him, first of all. And two, that it belonged to him and Nike took it from him is kind of just really strange to me. The swoosh would even try that. Maybe they just thought he was never going to leave. And they were like, we should just do this with that. He'll be fine with it. Because now he's trying to use it himself and he can't. Mm. So in other news, this is where it gets interesting.
Mm.
On Sunday, I think news, or maybe Saturday news, Monday news broke about Kawhi suing Nike.
Mm.
Saturday or Sunday, sometime over the weekend, news broke that the Clippers were trying to buy a portion of the rights to that logo.
Well,
obviously, they were trying to woo him into coming to LA.
Waste man.
So here is my journalistic little research and my mind whirring around as maybe this is just the Toronto point of view and me thinking he has to stay so bad. Mm. So the news of the Clippers trying to buy the logo came out on the weekend, like Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
News of him firing the lawsuit, Monday. Mm-hmm. First thing in Monday was when I heard it. So maybe, this is just order of operations here, he heard about it on the weekend. He's like, why is LA trying to buy my logo?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to LA. I don't want them to own the logo.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure I get it back from Nike. So Clippers can't buy it because I'm not going to LA. I don't want them to have it.
Mm. Hopefully,
Hopefully,
that's what it is.
He stay.
Facts.
So I was actually listening to the radio today, and they had a copyright lawyer on, and they were talking about this. And it seems pretty cut and dry how the situation is going to go. The lawyer said that if Kawhi designed the logo prior to being affiliated with Nike, and he brought it to the table, even after signing contracts or letting them use it, it still belongs to him.
Yeah, but if he did it during...
But if he was an employee and worked for them... I thought you guys might like this. It's kind of interesting.
Love this.
If he was an employee...
Keep going.
Then it belongs to Nike.
Beep, 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 beep.
So if you create something while you're under the employ of a brand, then that intellectual property belongs to them.
Oh.
So where there's a blurred line... is whether an endorsement deal is considered being employed by them, which I don't think it would be.
Well, are they paying you, though?
But even... They would pay him. Yeah, for sure they'd be paying him.
So technically, aren't you employed?
But you're more like a contracted partner.
But you're still
I don't know if you would be... Employed. Yeah, so it might be a blurred line. But even still, if he created it while he was signed with them or whatever it is, and they didn't actually didn't give written consent to give it to them... Still his, they say, on the radio.
Hmm.
But if our... sorry?
Interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
So if Highbrow Sneakers, if you're listening to this, hey, bro, Highbrow.
Hey,
let
bro.
Us know your thoughts on this. We'd love to read an essay to our listeners about your thoughts.
Yeah, we'll take turns reading situation. The
paragraph. We'll go around, like, remember in class?
Like in school, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like your turn to read this paragraph.
You would always like look like you were paying attention so the teacher wouldn't pick on you.
Yeah, no, I would, if it was going in order, I would pre-read my paragraph so I was ready and I knew all the words.
No, I would just raise my hand, man. I knew she couldn't pick on me.
Nice. you would put your hand up for the easy paragraphs.
Yeah.
I was always excited if I got like a dirty word in my paragraph. Like if there was like a curse word.
Vagina.
It said, like boobs or breasts.
That's like fully alive, no?
Yeah, you're like, whew. You turn into a god if you get to say boobs in class and it's allowed.
Nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Just we start talking about stuff that's so wholesome, like being in school, and then it just turns into whatever that was. Next up on the docket for this week in Kicks, Jordan Brand does a shock drop of the Jordan 4 OVO Raptor with the Drake signature on it. So I don't think people realize how cool this was, and we'll get into it a little bit later. But just so people understand what happened over the weekend, Jordan Brand and OVO dropped Drake's iteration of the Jordan 4 Raptors, which is, yes, in fact, the exact same as the released pair last year. Just has his little signature embroidered on the tongue tag, and then the Jumpman on the tongue tag is colored rather than matte black.
It's not embossed.
Yes, correct. It's actually stitched. Yeah. Correct, yeah. So there's a minor difference. It's just a different tongue tag.
And apparently the new Bucker suede is a bit better.
Is it? I don't have the other one, so I cannot confirm.
But there were pictures popping up.
Okay. So they were, as I said, shock dropped at 10 a.m. So there was no prior insight into these coming out on Sunday morning. Yeah. Sunday morning.
Yeah. Wow.
Until 10 a.m. when Foot Action Toronto and Sneakers and OVO all simultaneously released information that they were available as of now.
That's cool.
Immediately. Wow. So they released in-store at 306 Yonge, mm-hmm. and then at all the OVO stores worldwide. So crazy. I think there's like maybe five of them.
Yeah.
And then on Sneakers in the States, obviously not here, on OVO.com, and then all the Jordan stores. So I think there's one in Chicago and LA and maybe New York.
Yeah.
Might have gotten it too.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So the interesting that I found before we get into it a little bit later, aside from the story, is that the production dates are actually from the original production. So that means they were, in fact, like sitting in a storage locker just waiting.
Yeah.
The production dates, like I looked at my pair, November 2017 to February 2018.
Wow.
So almost a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll get into it a little bit later when we get into the story time
aspect
of the episode. Next and final, up, the New Balance Canada billboard that appeared in Oakland. Did we all see this?
Yeah.
So last week, prior to game one of the NBA Finals, photos began to surface of a new Kawhi billboard reading, "The King of the North is coming." But why is this so special? Because the billboard was in Oakland. Because
winter's coming, mother.
On the highway. On the side of, not crazy. On the highway, on the side of the highway in Oakland. First of all, ballsy, because I don't think Oakland is the nicest town in terms of...
I can confirm that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's not the most friendly folk.
No, they are. Like, they're I've been to Oakland.
We'll say rugged.
Oakland folk are pretty cool. They're pretty chill. Just like most West Coast people. Mm-hmm. However, during my trip in Vegas... meeting a bunch of new people, first question is usually like, oh, what are you here for? And after that, the next question is, yo, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
Moment I said Toronto, yo, we can't be friends, dog.
Ooh.
I'm like, why, where are you from? From the Bay. I'm like, yo, soft.
I'm from the North. You should have said the North, soft. Man.
But
you sound like Jon Snow's army, man.
I know they were like, they tried to act and play it off as if they were joking, but they weren't joking.
They weren't joking. They seemed like a tough and passionate, similar to Raptors.
I mean,
fans.
Why wouldn't you be, though, man? Like, you've had the best team for how many years now? It's like, I would be, like, too, if
it's
I was in
dynasty
Oakland.
Right now.
And no, real talk, like, I was a fan of Golden State.
Until we played
and
them.
And the Raptors. But now that... you know,
it's home team.
Mm-hmm. We're out here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a Raptor thing.
Home
first.
Team wins always.
Always.
We asked a question on our Instagram, and it was, "Who has had the better trolls?" Because this is obviously a massive troll by New Balance Canada. Mm. We wanted to know: was that New Balance billboard a better troll, or was Drake? Just Drake in general. But I think specifically we asked about the Del Curry jersey for game one, which was very good, especially because it was signed. Like, that's just extra as hell. And I rate Drake for that. Which one do you think is a better troll? Because we did a soul poll and we'll get the results, but I want to know what you guys think.
It was a tough one, man. Because Drake's been pulling some crazy...
He's doing a good job.
Some crazy stuff.
His pettiness is on a very Toronto level right now.
Yeah, and I love it. I love it. But I'm gonna say New Balance for this one, because like it's in like the opposing team's hood.
Yeah, no, man.
That's like,
it's on enemy grounds.
Yeah, that's like a Crip, like just walking through blood neighborhood, like they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And
that's
true story.
Not that anyone's gonna, you know, be violent. It's just. Mm-hmm. You're on enemy territory and you post that stuff, like you're crazy.
It's ballsy.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
What about you?
Same. It's out of character too.
For real, like New Balance.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been known as that old man shoe.
The wholesome and, brand.
You know, like, it's quality and whatever. And, and then all of a sudden, boom, I'm going to plant my flag right here. You know.
And my best player right here.
Yeah.
Say something.
His face for is real. Like looking at you the whole time.
And you already know everyone by. In the yeah. Bay hates Kawhi right now.
For sure.
Everybody.
They're probably in the same boat, though, because the same way that we were fans of Golden State before this, there's no, there's nothing to hate about Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna hate? Nav? Like Nav Bhatia? Drake. Like what Drake? Like you can't even hate a player, or like, you can only hate Drake. So they probably are the same conflicted individuals like we are. That I mean, it would be not nice to see Golden State win again and just complete the dynasty before KD leaves, but it'd be cool if it wasn't against us. If but right it was, now it's not cool.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with Drake actually. I think just the we said it was the Curry jersey specifically, but just the longevity like everything, of everything.
When he was hollering at the Milwaukee GM's daughter.
He's so good, man. Yo, like everything.
What's more frustrating than a rapper as famous as Drake trying to holler at your daughter?
Trust me.
If I was him, I'd be so cheese. He would be in my head for like ever.
And then even game two, he had the Home Alone sweater with Macaulay Culkin.
He said,
where's Kevin? So good, man. Just so good. I saw a Photoshop before we get into the results of the poll from our listeners. It was what KD should do next, and it was just a New York Knicks jersey with Kevin Durant's number and name on it, and just show up like that would be hilarious, man.
Oh, he should do that.
That would be so good. That gets my vote. That would be epic. Like
that's
so
amazing.
So good. But what do you guys think the results were? Do you think these people were rocking with New Balance, or they think Drake is the bigger troll?
I think they're rocking with Drake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll say 60-40 Drake.
The opposite.
Ooh, let's go.
58% said New Balance's troll was better. 42% for Drake.
Sick.
Good job, New Balance, for real.
Yeah, man.
You guys, they literally came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
If you go back to even December 2018... They were not nothing, but they weren't as invested into all this stuff as
they
are now.
I think they were holding back.
They didn't have Kawhi at the time, did they? Mm. I don't remember when that whole deal went down officially.
No, not officially, but like, I feel like right now,
because he broke
with everything
them up,
going on.
He broke the NBA's Omnis in All-Star Game, no?
He did. Yeah. So it would have been February.
Yeah, so maybe like January.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. They literally burst onto the scene like a freaking flame ball of fire.
Yeah, but they
man.
Knew, bro. They knew he was coming. So they're just like, they were planning
Time, they're riding the wave
and
right now.
And they're just killing it now.
Yeah, they're doing great. Like, super congrats to them.
So smart.
Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So I had a really busy week. Like, I can't have another week like that for a couple of years.
A couple of years.
So I'm going to go last. But Joel, anything to report on your end this week?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nada.
Alvin, anything to report from you? This is where you can let us know about the whole sneaker situation in Vegas, because this would be part of your sneaker happenings.
Oh, dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first, I got a package from Under Armour.
Oh, yes.
It's the Under Armour Hover
Evo. SLK.
SLK, the Pride edition.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's clean, man.
I like them.
I love the sleek silhouette, and I like how they just, it's like all gray upper, but the midsole's got like the rainbow kind of splatter.
Pops.
Or like, it looked like they dipped it in like tie-dye, like kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also comes with like, same thing, like rainbow laces.
I love those laces. They're very cool.
And even like the outsole, it's like translucent, but it's got the colors in there too.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
Super, super, super cool shoe. Love that, you know, Under Armour did it for, you know, Pride Month. Mm-hmm. Huge fan of that. And it's dope, man. A lot of people hit me up on my DM like, yo, those are crazy. Like, it's cool,
it's
man.
It's kind of different for Under Armour to do something that, because I know they did the Pride stuff last year, but I think they did it on a black upper.
It was subtle.
It was much more subtle. Yeah. These definitely pop like crazy.
Yeah. Good and they did it right. Armor. Like they did it
very
did
much
it so,
so.
Well.
Yeah.
And then the Vegas trip, man, Vegas is cool for the most part.
It's cool, but it's hot.
It's hot and I love it. It's so good. So I wasn't able to visit Undefeated.
Okay.
However, Queen Mike, aka Jumping In With Two Feet, Let Me Sleep, and he went out to go visit stores.
He let you sleep?
Yeah, because he skipped out on one of our events.
Oh, okay.
So he skipped out.
So he went to bed.
Super smart. So he slept, and then...
So he got to actually experience
the other side. He went to the outlets and stuff. He said the outlet was like... The outlets were amazing.
Oh, really?
He found a pair of crimson tint ones.
The black and pink one?
Yeah, black and pink at the outlet. He said they were one... I think they were 160 plus 20% off.
Dope. Nice. Wow.
Or was it 116? Either way, it was a dope price.
Either of those.
It would have still came in under retail if you converted it to Canadia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And then he also said he went to the Undefeated store where they had the Mocha 3s for like a really dope price as well.
Still had them.
Yeah.
Almost a year now.
And then there's Urban Necessities too, but I think Keith went there. He was able to go there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how in between everything, but... Keith was able to go to Urban Necessities, and he just said it was like meh.
Yeah.
Mm. He basically nothing said like different. after you've seen OD Toronto, like it's nothing.
Interesting.
Like it doesn't compare to like it's
high praise.
It's different. Like you know what I mean? Like it's I agree though. Real talk, like after OD Toronto opened, I was like, I have no desire to go to
other shops
like other shops.
Yeah.
Like I'll check them out. Mm-hmm. But like if I see you on Instagram already, like I'm good. Like facts. I don't have to go to your store.
For real. Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Nike Town at Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
That place is huge.
Yeah. It's a town, right?
basically, like it's tons of so much room. It was dope. My only beef with it is, they didn't have no Raptors gear.
Ooh.
Like none. Like absolutely none.
We still don't get ratings, man.
It's stupid though. Cause you had Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Who eliminated Milwaukee, guys?
I don't remember. I thought Milwaukee was still in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Raptors. They had Philly shit. Who eliminated Philly?
Everyone from Philly's leaving next year. So
Raptors.
Yeah.
They had every other team that isn't in the playoffs except for the Raptors.
That's because the Raptors stuff sold out, man.
No. That's what I was thinking, too. I was trying to be positive. I'm like, yeah, you don't have it because everyone else is shit. And the Raptors shit sold out because we're
it's popping right now.
But no, we talked to the guy and he's like, no, we don't have it because it's like it doesn't sell.
Wow.
But if you think about it, it is the West Coast. Mm-hmm.
But even still, like you would think the Canadians vacationing there, I'm sure there's a decent amount of Canadians who go there. Whatever.
Yeah, but they're waste men.
So wait till we win.
I didn't buy anything.
Just I don't want to see nobody rocking Raptors gear who wasn't rocking it now after we win.
I don't even want to see it in Caesar's Palace Nike. No. Fuck y'all.
When we go back next week after we win to celebrate, I don't want to see no Raptor gear.
No.
None
of it. Cheese. I was going to buy like a Nike Town like Las Vegas tee. Mm-hmm. But y'all didn't have no Raptors gear.
Just
so like, nah, man.
No business. You're going to send them out of business with all this slander, man.
No,
like
man.
Nike Town Vegas better watch out.
No, they'll be
true
fine.
To size is coming for you.
Unless you
come for your head.
Some Raptor shit in your
head. You guys better get some Raptor gear or we're sending the, oh man, you better watch out.
It just confused me, man.
What did you see on feet while you were down there? Did you notice anything like a trend? It is a lot of tourists, correct?
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be an Orlando vibe where you either live there and work there or you're visiting.
Yeah. No, tons of tourists.
Yeah.
Didn't see too much heat.
No.
I mean, Keith had like the Bread Fours on and then Mike had the Katrinas. I didn't rock any nice crazy heat. I had, actually, no, I did because they're comfy as fuck. I rocked my Zoom Fly SPs that Lauren suggested I cop.
Broke them in.
Yo, I love them. Mm. For those of you who don't know, Zoomfly SPs,
the real deal,
are the most comfortable shoe out right now.
That's your favorite right now?
Oh yeah,
they take the cake,
dude. I wore them all weekend, and man,
even with your wide foot, because I know that was a concern because they are a little bit more narrow.
So I went half a size up.
Oh, that's right.
I actually sold a pair at Nike Town because a girl asked me how they were,
and she bought a pair.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
it was sick. She's like, oh, how are those? And I just put on my Foot Locker and
so maybe they will stay in business because now you're selling shoes for them too. Jeez. Yeah, we'll you gotta see. Pick a side, man.
Raptors all day.
Raps.
Yeah, that's it.
So like I said, I had a pretty busy week. It kind of just everything came at me all at once. It was like a blitzkrieg. Like I didn't know what's happening. I was just like waking up in the morning and shit was happening. So I also was able to get or was given or gifted the Hover, the Pride Pack from Under Armour. Very cool shoe. Thank you, Under Armour. And also the Thank You Oakland Curry 6. Mm. I just want to express I'm not thanking Oakland myself.
Under Armour
is the one thanking Oakland, not me. But it is a cool shoe. You don't usually see the writing on the midsole on basketball performance shoes. So that was pretty, very cool.
And I would like that colorway if they weren't playing the Raptors.
Right? If this was any other time of the year, if this was September, thanks, Oakland. You guys are great. Yeah. Right now,
nah,
Oakland.
Y'all can stay there, dog.
You can stay in your decrepit
old
1950s arena.
The Bay.
Oracle.
Yeah, what up, Ryan? If any of you guys don't know, me and Ryan...
They're beefing right now. Father and son are beefing.
And also Mare and Lays. So yeah, all the kids are going at the father right now because Ryan is a diehard Golden State fan. Yeah. I think he's still a season ticket holder. Up until we kick them out of Oracle, because I really like the fact that we are going to be the reason they're done there. Like they're going to play their last game to us in Oracle, and it's going to be a loss. Yeah. So you're welcome for that, Ryan. But whoever loses the series has to post a picture on their Instagram main feed, so you know it's serious, with their face in it, which is huge for Ryan, wearing the opposing team's jersey.
Wow. Ooh.
Maybe we should make him wear like a Chris Bosh jersey or something. That'd be the most
I'll send him mine.
Yeah, man.
Okay, you have one. That. You bought a discount one.
Yeah.
I think I found one at Value Village, like a purple one. And I bought it for super cheap just because it was purple.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the time being, I don't think Ryan's listening to us right now anyway.
No, he's taking a break.
Yeah, he's on a hiatus. So
I respect him. For doing so.
Well, after game 5, he'll be back because that's when it's going to be over. So next week, just...
episode 65.
Yeah, episode 65, when Ryan is back to listening to us.
Welcome back, Ryan.
I love you again. We're all going next week to the MGD's Jeff Staple launch party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Jeff Staple curated a collection and designed a collection in partnership with MGD, Miller Genuine Giraffe, a beer brand for those who, I don't think they have MGD in the States, or as Jack Armstrong says, MGD! that was pretty good. I'm proud of that one. I should have just got like a clip of it. But yeah, that's a pretty cool collection, and they sent us the invite, and it was like a t-shirt. Yeah. I felt like I was going to like a Kanye release party because they sent the t-shirt, and the t-shirt itself was the invite.
Nice.
Very cool. So we'll recap you guys on that. Mm-hmm. I guess it would be episode 66.
Yeah.
Because it would, Also, this was a busy week. I didn't even get into the stuff that I bought yet. This is bad. Mm. I won a NetMag random box.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So I entered the Air Mag draw and swiftly lost. Took a fat L like Golden State's going to do. But I did win a random box, and it was... the Air Max 98, and it's kind of like a Raptors looking colorway, so that's kind of cool. But that's a pretty good runner up prize. Mm-hmm. Retail, like the MSRP is still on, it is $215, and I paid like what, $60 US or whatever for 6 raffle entries. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. But I wanted to try something because one, I don't have any space, and two, I just want to kind of pay it forward a little bit. If anybody wants them from me, any listeners, I'm not going to post this anywhere else. If they don't sell, I'll just keep them. If
only
anybody,
listeners.
Only listeners, don't tell your friends. Mm-hmm. Tell them about the podcast, but don't tell them about this. DM me and I'll sell them to you for what I paid, which was $66.
Jeez.
And if you're local, I'll meet up with you. And if not, then we'll figure out shipping. But yeah, $66. Go. And I'll even do Canadian.
What?
$66.
Oh, that's right. Because it's US.
Because he does US. American, but I'm not going to. Yeah. If you are not local and you're from the U.S., that's 66 U.S., by the way. Just so everybody knows. If you're an Australian living in London, that's 66 pounds. I'm trying to cash in on you guys because that's... or shillings or whatever you guys use over there. Gold shillings. Okay, now to the stuff that I bought. Okay, it was a busy week. So on Wednesday, I lined up for the HyperAdapt BB basketball Air Mag colorway.
Jeez.
So excited about that shoe, man. Like unbelievably excited. Retail was $450 and it hurt me to the bone to pay that retail price for a shoe, but I needed to. Like I just had to. I think it was my pick the previous week.
So I needed
those really bad. Lined up with Hardy Girl. Good times. I was only there for like 3 hours, so it was not that bad. And then I had to work a 9-hour shift. That was bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I was there. I think I got there at 5-ish. Maybe 5:30. They opened up at around 9, and then I worked a 9-hour shift.
Was that Eden Center?
At Eden Center, yeah. Nike. True. Shout out to the staff at Nike Eden Center. They did a good job handling that release.
Nice.
Shout out to everybody who bought them too, because it's a piece of history. Just wait. Sit on that shoe.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of history, the Raptor 4. I bought those on Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. I was tipped off by a source secret source.
Secret.
That they were coming out on Sunday. So I prepared myself. Mm-hmm. I lined up at around 8 a.m.
Jeez.
Who was in line?
On Sunday. I was eighth in line. In front of me was Phil Dos Santos. Oh. In front of him was Jay from Laced. So we were all there together. Mm-hmm. We were so 6, 7, 8. Ping. Yeah, it was good times. It was a good lineup. Like, we just played 2K. Well, I didn't play 2K because I'm shit at 2K. We played 2K because it's right across from the Microsoft store.
Oh, sick.
And right, they have those Xboxes set up. Yeah, so people were just playing 2K and chilling there. And like, it was dope lineup. Like, wow. But yeah, so that was good. Very cool shoe. And like, once again, we'll get into that story in a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that was all I had last week. I'm hurting right now, guys.
That's like, crazy.
No, I'm hurt. I don't know if I can go to Orlando anymore. Like, I also no, because last week I also bought the flight for Orlando.
You can go to Orlando, you just don't know if you can go to Disney.
I don't know if I can I don't know if I can eat. I have the annual pass, so I'm be there. I don't know if I can eat.
That's okay.
If you I don't know if I can eat until Orlando.
That's fine, man.
That flight was like $5. Like, easy. I think it was the same day, actually, as the HyperAdapt that I bought the flight. Both flights for me and Jill.
Jeez.
I'm sweating just thinking about it right now. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. E-E-E. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. Mm. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Mm. Only two and a half E-E-E submissions this week, unless you guys have any. Nothing? Nice. We did good. First up, referring to his last week's EEE, KJ to the B. Mm. He says, yo, I got an EEE for my EEE, which I just listened to on Sode 63.2. I like that he said Sode, like he shortened the episode.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Nice. I like that. It's very surfer of you. He says, Sode 63, bro. Sean Witherspoon over there. He says, much appreciate the shout out, but I'm actually from Mississauga, born and raised, not the Toronto, Saga as you stated. Whatever, man. Honestly, just whatever to you.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever. Dude. Now you're on Sode 64.2, man, so you better be double shout out. Shout out for shout out, bro. And then next up, it's kind of a dual EEE because they both let us know the same piece of information. AO444, a.k.a. Ahmad, and Troy Alexander, a.k.a.
Troy Alexander.
Yeah. They let us know that the first ever publicly released Boost sneaker
Energy Boost
was the Energy Boost in 2012. Yep. Now I owe Alvin no dollars.
That's okay.
Friendship dollars. Friendship. Worth 1/1,000th of a real dollar. Next up, our newish segment, Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. In this part of the show, we give you our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero contact, text, or discussion. All we have to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. This week's topic is Virgil Abloh of Off-White.
Down.
Thumbs down?
Down.
I say thumbs up. Next up, NSR. If you guys want to hear our explanations on thumbs up and thumbs down, if you care, let us know. Because I think we discussed that last week.
Yeah.
That the next week we would give our explanation.
Yeah.
And no one said they were interested in what we had to say, so yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, that's fine.
No one cares about what we have to say.
No one cares about Spizikes. No one cares about Virgil Abloh.
No one cares about anything. People just listen to this because they're sick of music. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Mm-hmm. It is my turn this week, and my topic of discussion for you guys is going to be, I don't know if you guys heard, but on provincial highways, they're going to change the speed limit on a couple of them to 110.
True.
Just to test it out. To see how it works out. Do you think that the highway speed limit should be changed from 100 to 110, or should it be even higher, lower? What do you guys think? Go.
Higher.
Higher. Mm. What do you think it should be?
120.
120. Why is that?
People go 120
because people anyways, go 120 bro. Anyway.
But, my, no, but like the my, thing is, like,
yeah,
the mentality is,
yeah,
if it's 100, you can go 20 over that.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna
so
say.
So if you're putting out 120, mans are going 150,
140,
sure.
150. Yeah. That's even scarier. For sure,
and that's yeah. even worse. So I feel like. Increasing it will make it worse because yeah. it'll give like younger drivers.
That's true too. Yeah,
I agree with that.
I'm good with 120
unless
though.
You're gonna enforce yeah. it more strictly. Yeah.
you're not
at 120, then okay. If you're only going to let people go one, like, because now 120 is 100. Like, the people just go that.
Watch out for those cameras that take your speed, eh?
Yeah, they just have
407 has one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Just saying.
Oh, shit. Sweet. Good. Good talks. Good talks.
That was a good one, Lawrence.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Really good one. I'm gonna go ham on those 110s, bro. 115.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if people just go 20 over, like, even if you raise it to 150, they're going to go 170. Like, it's just, there's...
And the people who go slower, I feel like they're just going to go slower.
Yeah, they're going to be scared. I'm going to be terrified.
Like, it's 100 now. I'm going to go 60.
Yeah.
If it's 110, I'm going 50.
They get increasingly more scared. It's like a graph just going, like, inwards.
It's together. Horrible.
Yeah. Next up is promos. And the only promo we have this week is Chew Hall. I don't know if you guys have heard about it yet. Mm-hmm. But basically on July 27th, we're going to be throwing the second annual, second annual Chew Hall, Chew Hall, the second one. Last year, it was super successful. This year, it's going to be even better. Mm-hmm. So we already revealed that we're going to be doing a pop-up for our merch from 11 to 4.
Yeah.
What we have to reveal this week is that from 4 to 5, in the same space, we're going to be doing a panel discussion. We're going to try and record it. So for anyone who's out of town, we're going to try and get it on True to Size bonus episode. Yep. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be doing a panel discussion with the three of us and Net Magnetism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Trent, the owner of Exclusity.
Wow.
So I believe what we said we're going to call it is the Sneaker Spectrum discussion, because you literally have from retail, which would be Trent at Exclusity, to us, which would be the consumer, aka the culture, and then you have the aftermarket, which would be NetMag, and it's going to be hosted by Shoe Hall veteran Philly Dos Santos,
big Philly, sole purpose,
the best voice in the business,
PDS,
the best voice. He's going to be moderating it and hosting it for us, so I think it'll be a good time. So if you're in the area, come buy some merch, go grab some lunch, come back, listen to the panel, and then we've got some more stuff to reveal next week for you guys. I'm excited, man. It's going to be an exhausting day, but it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Word, it's going to feel like we went to Vegas.
Not going to sleep?
Nope.
Going to get super drunk?
Yeah.
There's going to be strippers.
I didn't even drink, dog. I didn't even drink.
You didn't drink anything.
I drank a little bit, but not as much as people would think if you go to Vegas. Mm. Yeah,
it's just expensive, right? Man. You said it was like dumb expensive to drink.
If you're drinking at the parties, yes. But if you're drinking at pre, you're good, because the alcohol is cheap.
They sell it like a corner store, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, I'm excited too. I'm amped, super amped for Chew Hall, Chew Hall, Chew Hall,
Chew Hall, Chew Hall.
It's gonna be good, man. So our main discussion this week is kind of gonna revolve around the whole Raptor 4 situation that went down a couple days ago. So there was a lot of, not, I don't want to say hate, but discussion online after they came out. People were calling them bricks. People were saying they didn't matter. People were like, it's the same shoe. Who cares? All this kind of stuff. And I kind of went off a little bit on my post of them, just because I was a little bit like annoyed, because apparently if there's no resale on a shoe, no one's allowed to get excited about it.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I didn't know. I learned on Sunday that if there's no resale, you can't be excited.
Obviously. Like,
no excitement can be had. Says all these people in the Facebook groups.
But ODTO was buying all the pairs.
Yeah. They had a lot of pairs.
Just saying.
I was in there Sunday, actually. Yeah. And there was a lot of pairs.
It was lit. They're like, they're next level, man. They just know what they're doing.
That's a Toronto shoe, man. If you come to Toronto and you're visiting, you want to see the Toronto shoe. You want to see Air Max 1, the 6 on the shelf. Yeah. You want to see the Raptor 4 on the shelf.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, so the reason that I felt this shoe was so special is not, obviously the shoe is the exact same, like aside from the tongue patch, which we all know is the only difference. The reason that it's so special is because, like I said earlier, the production dates are from 2017 to early 2018, meaning this shoe was produced a long time ago. And then the whole Adidas is Drake going to Adidas. We talked about it on the pod for felt like 20 months straight. They scrapped it and they took that tongue tag off and they put on the embossed one, the retail version that we did see. And now all of a sudden, a year and a half later, the Raptors make the finals and they come out out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That shoe, because it was produced back then. So this shoe was never supposed to come out. Mm. It was put in a storage locker apparently and just chilled there for a year. And then the Raptors made the finals and they released them. Like, show me another city that's had that happen for them. Mm-hmm. That they got their own Jordan release of a back, basically a shoe that didn't exist because it never actually made it to the public. And then it came out for us, for the city. And then you attach that to the whole thing where Drake is super involved with the team right now. He's trolling like crazy. Like, it was honestly a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
It was super cool how they did it. It was a shock drop on the same day as game two. Mm. Like, just an incredible job by Jordan Brand. The timing, like, the stars aligned like crazy, and it was just amazing execution. It was awesome. And I think the shoe, especially if we win, but even if we don't, is just, it's crazy. Like, it, like I said, it shouldn't exist. It's kind of got the same aura as the Air Max 1, the 6.
Yeah.
Like, we all know the story, how they all they shredded the other pairs after the Toronto release because they got copyright issues on them. So same idea. Like, they weren't supposed to come out, and then they did just for us, because of us.
Mm.
It was fucking cool. Shut the hell up. There's no resale. Who cares? That means everyone who wants them can get them. Mm-hmm. So that kind of inspired the store, or the topic or discussion that I wanted to have this week. It's basically just stories surrounding sneakers and how it makes them. Because we always say that the stories and the culture and the theming and all that kind of stuff is what keeps us in it and what keeps us passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So can you guys think of any similar situations with pairs that you have, similar to that Raptors thing, where it was kind of a regular shoe, but then there was a story attached to it or a meaning that accompanied it that made it special that you guys bought because more so because of that than the actual look of the shoe? Because I passed on the original Raptor 4. I didn't really care for it, but then... This was it. Like, I needed it. Do you guys have any similar stories like that?
Not specifically. I would say, like, I mean, the Bred 4 was a dope shoe on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted it because of when I was younger, I thought he actually kicked Greg Elo.
Oh.
Because it looked like it on TV. I thought it was just perfect timing, I guess. But, like, after he hit that shot and he just jumped, drop kicked freaking Greg Elo, I was like, yo, that's so lit. The
drop kick fours.
The drop kick fours. And I wanted them. Like, as much as I love the silhouette itself, like that moment.
That just reminds you of that.
And like that highlight. I didn't watch the game specifically, but I saw the highlight many times as a kid. Ooh. And I was just like, man, that's so cool. I thought he kicked him in the head. And then like later on, obviously he didn't, but still like.
But still it resonates with you.
I needed them. Yeah. Yeah. It was just cool. I wanted to dropkick people with him on.
Joel, while you think of an answer, I just remembered something that Jay actually, who lined up with me for the Raptors, told me. Like a part of the reason why he wanted them. He made up kind of, or not even these actually, sorry. It was the Milwaukee Bucks 7s that came out over the weekend.
Ray Allen.
So his whole thing, like, he literally made up his own story and then convinced himself that he wants the shoe. This is like some next level deep, like, rabbit hole of buying shoes.
Wow.
So he was saying the reason that he wanted the Cav 4 so bad was because Jordan was wearing the Bred 4s and they beat the Cavs and he was wearing the 4s. So then he got the Cavs 4s.
Right.
And now the Raptors beat the Bucks. And there's a Raptor 7. So now he wants the Milwaukee Bucks 7 because that's like the they go together kind of thing. Yeah. Like, he literally dug his own rabbit hole and was like, now I need them.
Wow. Yeah. But the Bucks, they have purple on them too, though, no?
They're purple and green, yeah.
Yeah. So technically you can still rock a Raptor jersey with that.
Yes, you could. But I think there's a Ray Allen signature on the.
That's okay.
I think
that's true.
Allen.
Yeah, they're Ray Allen 7s. Yeah,
they're Ray Allen 7s.
Joel, can you think of anything like a similar story like that or. Like a backstory that made you need it, or circumstantial happenings that made you need a shoe?
I think for me it would probably be maybe the Band 1s.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good story.
Like, it was like perfect timing. I knew they were dropping somewhere, but I just didn't know when, and it was just perfect timing that it just so happened that it was on our trip to New York. And we were like, I guess within the vicinity, and we were like, yeah, let's go check it out, let's go see what's going on. So I went to go line up, ended up scooping up the pair, and I don't know, it's just, I guess it's just the Jordan ones, like is the black and red ones.
But it's like different.
It's different. Yeah, it's got like all the detailing. Yeah. Everybody knows, like, you know.
And that's like same idea as like, I guess, the Raptor Drake 4. Like, they were never supposed to come out.
Yeah.
That's a, it's a B grade.
Yeah, it hit the outlets.
Yeah, it was, you know, put it, mean? Thrown into the outlets because they never wanted it to see a retail release.
And I think it's because of the manufacturing date was printed off of the tag.
That's the reason to be B grade. Because the quality is better than the
It makes no sense. So the printing was off, so it's like, wow. Boom, outlets.
I love the story behind that shoe. And it's cool that, like, the story gives you, like, another layer or, like, a level to the shoe. Like, you pick up that shoe and you don't just see a band one. Like, you're not on StockX just scrolling through trying to find hype shoes. Like, you have the shoe in your hand and you're like, it gives you a bunch of other feelings other than just, this is a band one. This is a Bred 4. This is whatever, a Raptor 4 now for me. What about, like, pickup stories? Do you guys have any memorable? Because there's shoes that I've worked so hard to get. That even if the love begins to fade for the silhouette or the shoe itself, I still need to keep that fucking shoe because the pickup story was so epic or so meaningful that I needed to. Like my Galaxy Foam story. Like I lined up in February for 19 hours. It was my first ever lineup and I didn't get the shoe. I missed out. Several years go by. I go to New York to Flight Club. I saved a bunch of money. I was like, okay, I'm going to buy something from Flight Club. I was super amped because that's back when there was no StockX. That's back. Like, Flight Club was like the pinnacle.
Flight Club was
a
StockX.
You go to the store and like it's a thing to buy it from there. And I ended up buying the rookie, the Zoom Rookie Galaxy. And I got back from the trip and I was like, fuck, man. Like I tried to fill the void and it did not work.
The same.
So I immediately jumped on Kijiji and I actually found a pair for a really good price of Galaxy Foams. And that's actually how I met Khalil. King Cali, really good friend of the show. Yeah, he sold me David Wu's pair. That's funny how that works out, right?
Wow.
So yeah, David Wu had won a pair from Capsule because they did like a re-release or something like that.
Yeah.
But like just the years that went by for me trying to hunt for that shoe, the lineup situation, and then to finally have the shoe in hand, I was like, it was like the angel go, oh, like I was like, finally, like it's staying with me forever. Do you guys have like crazy pickup stories or lineup stories or anything like that that just gives you like goosebumps? Like you, every time you pick up that shoe, you're like, yep, this is it.
My first pair of Air Max 90 Infrareds. It was the HOA pair.
History of Air pair.
So previous to me purchasing that, I just starting off in sneakers? I think I just technically started off, but I've recently found my love for Air Max 90s. Like, I bought a bunch of pairs of Air Max 90s from, like, Foot Locker, just GR pairs that didn't really matter. They were still dope, but it was just, like, meh. And as I, like, on a daily basis, go on forums and just look at people wearing sneakers, the 90 Infrared was always just that pair that was so elusive and I couldn't find locally. And I can't remember where I found it. I think it was on redflagdeals.ca.
Jeez.
Finally found someone on there. set up a meeting point. Luckily it was on my way. It was like we were able to meet up at a bus stop that was on my way to school.
Jeez.
And then I met up with him, ended up being like, you know, just a cool Filipino kid. His name's Marv, still homies.
Damn.
Today. Sick. That was like how many years ago that I bought those shoes off of him?
20? 15?
I hope not.
2005? 6? 7?
Really? Damn.
Yeah,
no, man. It's probably,
2007 maybe?
2008 maybe I bought them off him. And then like he said they were used, but like, you know how some, like it's like that magnetism's used, really. Like, they're pristine and there's nothing wrong with them.
Used by the shipping company.
He gave me like a stupid good price too compared to all the prices I was seeing on like stateside. So like looked at them, copped them, and like I still have, like I beat them to shit. Like I would wear them to work because it was my, I love those shoes. And like for me, if I love a shoe, I'm going to rock the shit out of it.
Hell yeah.
So they're beat, like crazy beat. Like the mesh is no longer white. There's a bunch of scuffs on them. but the midsoles are still legible. Like they're not as clear as Joel's pair, but you can still see that it's a History of Air midsole.
Oh, on the,
oh, sorry, the insole.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like I still have that pair to this day and they'll still be in my collection forever just cause like, just it's my favorite, man.
It's
like
the feels.
It's, yeah. and finally finding them for that good price and that relationship I was able to create. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was dope.
What about you? Because we're literally sitting in your basement right now, and like you look to the right and there's like crazy, like I'm looking at the Beast Pack Air Max or the Animal Pack Air Max 1 and the Vitex and the Atmos and like everything. Like I know there's some crazy stories attached to these pairs. Like give me one or two, please.
Okay, so for the Atmos,
I hate this story. Pick another story.
The Atmos Elephants.
Oh, those ones. Okay, that one's fine. I thought you meant the other Atmos. Yeah,
I'll probably get into that too.
Oh man.
But anyways, the Atmos Elephants. I was able to get them through a source, from Livestock back in the day. Before release, but I just didn't have the funds on me to get them because I was actually saving up for a wedding. And that was my wedding.
There you go, Jarek.
So I couldn't do it. I couldn't drop the two something and change just to get the pair, before, actually release date. So I passed up on them. Whoa, like an idiot.
You passed on it. You had early access.
Because I had early access. I couldn't get it. I had like, priorities, pretty much, right?
A wedding. I guess it's.
I had my own wedding.
It's close, but I think the wedding edges it out.
Yeah. So I passed up on them. And then lo and behold, like 7 years later, through like, you know, word of mouth, it popped up on Facebook. And I think it was David Wu that hit me up.
Fucking David.
And he was like, yo, there's a size, you know, size 10, like up on Facebook. Hit him up. Like he's my boy or whatever. So then I hit him up and. We worked out a deal. We worked out prices, and we crunched numbers, and now they're mine. So I have them. So yeah, they're great. They were in great conditions. They were barely used. Like Cuzzo said, like Alvin said, they're like, you know, pristine, like net mag, you know, very near dead stock.
Very near VNDS.
Yeah. So that's probably one of my best stories about like. Great pickups.
That's not like having to pass on it.
Yeah.
Like,
and then like
adulting to the max.
And then, you know, regretting it. And then it's just like, you know, put in the back of my mind kind of thing. And then for it to just come around again through like, you know, the sneaker community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like it was just awesome. Awesome feeling. And for the animals, this is how it goes. So I was in New York with the whole band one drop and whatever. And I picked up a pair of foam buzzets down there, and they were the red metallics.
Oh, this was at the same time as the band?
Yeah.
Oh, like I didn't know time. That part.
So I picked them up down there, and you know, I barely wore them. They were just sitting and whatever. Posted them up on Instagram.
This is back probably, when foams weren't even coming to Canada.
Yeah, and they were never coming up here.
There was no foams coming to Canada.
Because I picked up the red metallics and the cough drops.
Yep.
And those cough drops were like dirt cheap down there, and I scooped them up, and you know, like you said, foams never made it up north.
Yeah.
So I had the red metallics on hand. I wore the cough drops a couple times in New York, you know, just to flex on, like, you know, the mandems down there. So
to flex on absolutely nobody. Yeah, that's old news for them. Old news for them.
But so I had the red metallics and I posted them up on Instagram, and one of our mutual dudes hits me up and he's like, yo, what size are those? I'm like, you know, they're 10 and a half. And he's like, okay, I got this pair right here. It just doesn't match. I can't wear them with anything. Like, want to do a straight trade? And I'm like, for what? So then he sends me the picture. And then as soon as I see the print and the shoe, I'm like, okay, let's go. What time are you off?
I'll be there now.
Don't let him do research.
I'll call in late for work.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Seriously, and it was it. Like, you know, no looking back. Like, we exchanged shoes.
The Atmos Animal 1.0
for red metallic foams.
How much did you pay for the red metallic foams? Like 150, like 200.
I think they're on clearance. They're like on discount, like 120 or something like that.
Wow. I don't know if this information is factual, but I know he listens to the podcast, so he may be able to verify this for us. Mm. But the Atmos Animal came from Peter. Yeah. Good old Peter Calamari.
Jeez, Pete.
Petey boy. I think he got them from Snipper Phil.
Yeah, he did.
He did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I wonder if Phil is punching air right now as you tell the story about how I want to know what Phil sold them to Peter for. if you could please let us know, because I was buying like back when Phil was liquidating his shit. You actually got the Della Lowe's from me.
Yeah,
and that's the yellow ones. I got them from Phil for $20. I think I don't know if I charge you. Or I just gave them to you. Phil was just getting rid of shit at that time.
Yeah.
So I want to know, Phil, if you're listening, let me know or let us know what you sold the animal to Peter to for.
Yeah.
I want to know if Peter won, because maybe Peter won. Maybe Peter paid $100.
Yeah.
And he got the red foams. And he was like, yo, I just teefed Joel. Like, I killed
He's
Joel.
He's laughing.
Peter's like killing it right now at home.
And I paid $60 for these.
Idiot. Joel's an idiot. He still doesn't know what they are. So another story that just came to mind, like really quick while you were telling that, like the lineup situation, potentially maybe my favorite ever was the JTH, the Super Bowl one, the Justin Timberlake release. Like, I was at work the day it all happened. So at like noon o'clock, I'm at work in Brampton at work. Remember, I worked in retail. I worked at Exclusity at the time. So I'm like store manager working with a part timer. And I get a call from actually Khalil. Thanks, King Cali.
Thanks, Khalil.
These guys are all the same people in all our stories.
All the same.
But he's like, yo, Justin Timberlake is going to be at the Jordan store today at like whatever time. I think he's at 3:06 PM signing 50 pairs of the JTH Super Bowl. And they're going to release a ton of them as well, but be there so you can get the autograph. And I was like, I'm at work. Like, what do you mean? And he's like, just get here. And I was like, okay, you're right. I told a part-timer, I was like, I'm leaving. So I just told, I left a part-timer by themselves for like 45 minutes, because I guess it would have been 1 o'clock when the next person would have come in to relieve me or accompany me.
Yeah.
I was like, bye, gotta go. Took an Uber downtown. I think it was like $60 to get down there.
Wow.
Going up Yonge Street and there's traffic. And I told her, I was like, honestly, bro, I'm getting out. I ran up Yonge Street and the whole time I was in the Uber, I was just watching social media, like refreshing, because there was no official announcement yet. So I knew if I got there before the official announcement, I had a really good chance, because news always leaks. Like if I knew, other people knew too. But as long as I beat the official announcement, I had a feeling I'd be okay to be in the top 50.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm calling people frantically. Like I called Keith and I was like, yo, get down. I'm calling anybody I knew who I thought would care to get to the store, and just like, bro. Like, he's going to be there, like, even just to see him.
Yeah.
And I called a bunch of my other friends who don't care about shoes, who just live downtown. I was like, what are you doing? Can you just go and hold my spot in line?
Yeah.
Because this is all before the announcement. I get down there. My friend is like, yo, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, sick. Sprinting up Yonge Street in, like, work clothes and, like, a full backpack of, like, food I brought for work. Probably lasagna or spaghetti or something in my backpack. Sprinting up Yonge Street. And the announcement happened while I was in the Uber. So I was like, okay, time is of the essence now.
Man.
I get there and I can see two lines formed in front of the store, one going to the left, south towards Dundas, and one going north where it usually goes. So I really quickly deduced, because Anna, A to the bed, was in the left-hand side line and like fifth. I was like, okay, she obviously knew what was going on. She had an inkling.
Yeah.
A little birdie in her ear told her the information, possibly.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know, but they just moved a bunch of us to this side and then everyone else on that side. So I ran up a little bit more and I saw my friends. My friends were like 20th on the other side. And I was like trying to talk to the security guard. Like, my friends are here. I'm just going to switch spots with them. Is that okay? He's like, no, get to the end. I was like, but no, we're not. I'm not cutting. I'm just switching. He's like, no, at the end, or like everyone's gone. I was like, okay, fuck it. I ran to the end of the line. So then I'm standing there like deciding what to do, because then I have now have three friends in line with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like maybe 55th, and only the first 50 on the other side are going to get a signed pair. I'm like, what am I really doing? Like, what's going on? I don't know when they're releasing.
Yeah.
So then Anna calls me and she's like, hey, like, I really don't care for the signed pair. Do you want it? And I was like, duh, like, what the heck? Like, is that even a question?
Are you dumb, fam?
Yeah. Like, obviously. So I'm like, yeah. And she's like, hey, like, I was like, I have friends in line with me too, so if you need other pairs or anything for other people, like, let me know. And she's like, yeah, I need XYZ. I think it was like Nikoi, good friend from Jordan, Sniper Phil, and Miguel, her brother. She's like, I need pairs for all of them. I was like, boom, done, no worries. Call my friends. I'm like, guys, I'm gonna pay you $100, just stand in line, and like, you're gonna sell your pair right away to one of my friends once we're done this whole situation. They're like, okay, cool. So I paid There was three of them and one of me, so we had four on reserve, okay, technically. Yeah. So one of them actually kept it, and they resold it outside to Godfrey, actually.
Oh, my God.
Godfrey paid him, like, $700 or whatever. No, not a signed pair, just a regular pair. Okay. Yeah. And then my other two friends, I paid them $100, and they got their money back kind of thing. So they,
sick,
they made their money, and I gave Anna all the pairs. And then so she, I basically got the signed pair for $200 above retail.
True.
But good. I got to see him. Like, he freaking came out. Yeah. He was, like, buying, because this is the first time they came out publicly in the world.
Yeah.
So he, like, came and bought pairs for his crew. Like, he was, like, talking to the people on the line, like, in the window, like, putting the shoe foam to his face. And, like, just a crazy experience. Like, I'll never get rid of that shoe. Just super dope. Like, man. Great. We could probably do this all day. I feel like we could do this all day. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just have a story time every, like, once a month. We'll all tell this funny story.
Tons of stories, man.
Yeah, we got stories coming out of our freaking assholes. But I think we'll stop it there, unless you guys have any other cool stories you want to throw in there really quickly.
My beloved...
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Tell it. You just had to say beloved, and I knew.
No, this is not... This might not be what you're thinking about. I know what it is.
Ready? On the same time.
It's not my wedding shoe.
Oh, damn it. So those aren't beloved then. Okay.
I've told that... All right. No, I've told that story like at least 4 or 5 times.
That's
fine. On True to Size.
That's fine. What do you... what's your beloved... One. No, what's your beloved then, man? Whatever, it's fine.
No, that's
what's like, your actual beloved shoe?
This is my beloved. Those are like my coveted, like, forever shoe. Those are my marriage shoes, wordplay.
Coveted. Beloved. Coveted.
It's not as high.
There's a scale.
I'm always high. No, I'm not, for the record, I don't smoke that much weed.
I don't smoke that much weed on Tuesdays.
Because I have to talk, and I can't sound like
Tell us the story of this beloved shoe. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
It's the... Oh, fuck. Air Stab Mangoes.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I say beloved because I was like, man, that stupid, stupid dope shoe.
Please do. Ooh. Round us out with your Air Stab story.
So this, if I can recall properly, was purchased on the first time that we all met Jay from Laced.
When his spot was still
in Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was you, myself, Adam.
Joel drove.
Joel was there.
Yeah. And Joel drove, and we watched Just for Kicks in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We were in the van.
That's right. So Joel drove. Yeah, it was us four. Was that the day? No, that wasn't the day we all went out yet. That was another day.
Which day we all went out? When we went around like to like you, Kitchener and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, Kitchener. Yeah. It wasn't that day because I think I drove that day. But yeah, so it was the first day or first time we ever met or went to Laced and met Jay from Laced. Mm-hmm. First time ever. When he was Jay from Laced. And this is like, we all obviously met through Instagram, Sneaker Misfits and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And like the Stab, specifically the Mango Stab, was always a shoe that I saw on like the forums. Mm-hmm. And same thing, like I was hella into like, you know, the Air Max and the Runner thing. Still purchasing in that like, yo, I got a cop phase of like any shoe that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I just, for some reason, that color always like, it always got me. It was like the olive with the mango / like orange. And it's just like, oh man, like I need that shoe. I need that shoe. I need that shoe. And I never knew we had it in Canada ever. Like I never saw it at Foot Locker. I never saw it at like any malls. And I was like, man, I need that shoe. I need that shoe. I need that shoe. And then finally we go to friggin' Laced and it's just chilling on the shelf.
Yeah.
That place was and is like a gem.
It is.
Yeah.
Like you find stuff that is just like 30 years old.
Yeah.
Like, on the dusty, it's already yellowing.
$99
table.
Yeah,
like stupid, crazy, dumb. I have so many cool.
And these were on sale, I think. These were on sale because, like, I remember them being like not old, but like they've been released and like no one cared about them, obviously. And then I saw them on the shelf, and I was like, "Oh man!" And I was like, "Yo, Jay, size 11, please." Mm-hmm. And that was a wrap, man. Like
a wrap.
And it was just a trip to me that they had like.
That's true that there you had only ever heard of, basically.
Seen on men's who had, like, you know, accounts in the States.
Yo, I got
like,
I got a cousin in the States.
Yeah, like, yo, that guy. He's got that pair. I'm the cousin now who has it in Canada.
Yeah. You're the cuzzo.
Cuzzo. What?
But yeah, man, that whole, like, experience of finally meeting, I think that might have been the first time I met Adam, too.
Potentially, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
possibly.
Yeah.
Adam, aka Sneaker Closet. But yeah, man, just like finally meeting people we've been homies with online and then finding a shoe that I was looking for, but not expecting to be able to purchase on sale was like,
it's like the trifecta.
Yeah, it was dope. And we hung out there for like 2 hours just talking.
We just chilled.
It was dope.
So do you remember the time it was all of us when we went to like Burl Oak in Burlington, and then we went to Laced. Mm-hmm. Then we went across all the way to Kitchener.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember we went to a bar?
Yep.
Do you remember the bar's name?
Oh.
Because I was in Kitchener for work. Clearly not working because I went to Value Village to thrift.
Value Village.
And I went into a plaza and I was like, Value Village, there's this bar.
Yeah, because it was across
I've been here. Right across the street. I was like, I've been here. When was I here? And I literally had one of those flashback moments where you go like, and then you fall back into a different dimension.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the Value Village we went to, and this is the bar we went to.
I can't remember the bar's name, but
the bar's name was Moose Winooski's.
Oh!
And I was like, "What? Why do I know that name?" And it all came back to me at the same time.
So jokes.
This story—I don't know how I didn't think of this story really quickly. But like the story, basically of like our friendship, how it started. Like when we worked at Foot Locker together, we were kind of close, but we weren't like super close. And for some random reason, it was you, myself, and Ian.
Oh.
And we all decided it was Boxing Day. We all closed. And it was like 2010-ish, or like probably your first year working there.
God, that's such a good story.
And we were like, okay, we want to go Boxing Day shopping, but where are we going to go? And we went to See Who Play
on
Steels.
I remember that. I picked you guys up.
Yeah, we all met at the mall.
Yeah.
And then we all went to See Who Play on Steels before our 1 o'clock shift on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And we're all shopping around. And this is back when See Who Play had gems, like absolute gems.
God, I remember when I caught that.
I think the same day, I think I bought either Brazil 95s.
You did that.
Or it was Brazil 95.
It was on the clearance rack.
Yeah. It was
for like $49.99.
Those were Human Torches, or maybe all of them. Both of them.
Because I got 95s too. That it was like you and me all bought 95s.
And then the 95s that all three of us bought were the Para 95s.
Yes, and I fucking
the Running Man 95s.
So
we all bought them.
Yeah.
We were like we kept trying to find a shoe that we could all three buy, and then we all wore them that same day.
Yeah, it was
we were
lit.
Fucking nerds.
It was lit. Yeah,
stupid. But we paid like I think $40.
Wow.
It was I want to say it was $50 plus 20% off or something like that.
Mm-hmm. No, those were still on the wall. I think those were at most they would have been $60.
Yeah, like something ridiculously cheap.
Yeah.
And that was like where our friendship started, basically. It was because of shoes. Like aside from us working together at Foot Locker, I remember so vividly that day us going to See Who Play. And then I think none of us have that shoe anymore.
No, I had to sell that for books, yo.
For like $80.
No,
they go for like four bills now.
So I loved that shoe, man, but I had to get rid of it.
That's back when I wasn't really not we're into 95s. Yeah. I'm still not super into them, but I've found how to wear them now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's. I think I actually sold those to buy What the Dunks. So that's around the time when I sold them. Yeah, that was around the time when I sold them. So I still had them for a good chunk of time. And it was because of that story.
I wore them enough, though.
Mostly because of that whole story.
I wore them. I love that pair.
Any more quick stories from anyone?
No, I'll save mine. I'll save it for the next storytelling time.
We got some good ones. That was fun.
That was cool.
That was a good trip down memory lane. And I know we have a bunch more stacked up. Me and Joel have lined up for some NBs downtown overnight in the winter with Peter, actually.
Oh, for the kid ones, right?
For the kid and the Montreal guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Another day. Well, maybe we'll have story time once a month.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who has listened to and or supported this podcast. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum called CGS Talk. That is facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for our recaps, reviews, stories, and much, 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 much more. That is canadagotsold.ca. If you've got any questions or suggestions for this, any of the segments on the show, like the Soul Pull, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, the Fire Round, or maybe you have a story you want to share for us. Maybe we'll share a story next week. Shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use the hashtag canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. We're up above 120k right now.
Jeez, thank
That's
you guys.
That's nuts.
Wow.
I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MisterQNMMart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for a total of 64 episodes, and please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS, and we are going to be out now. Bye.
Bye. Salutations.
Go Raptors.
Au revoir.
Hey, bro.
Hi, bro.
Hi, bro.
I'm going to write down stories now because I know I'm going to forget them.
There's so many. Yeah.
Good episode, bro.
That was fun. I like that. I like stories. Reminiscing.
Yeah, those are fun.
The good old days, right?
Good old days, bro.
All right. The good old days. Yeah. Let's press record now.